Enters into the joy of others, May 24th. This my son was dead, and is alive again, he was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry. In his restless youth the prodigal looked upon his father as stern and severe. How different his conception of him now. So those who are deceived by Satan look upon God as hard and exacting. His law they regard as a restriction upon men's happiness, a burdensome yoke from which they are glad to escape. But he whose eyes have been opened by the love of Christ will behold God as full of compassion. He does not appear as a tyrannical, relentless being, but as a father longing to embrace his repenting son. The sinner will exclaim with the psalmist, "Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him." The very first reaching out of the heart after God is known to him. Never a prayer is offered, however faltering, never a tear is shed, however secret, never a sincere desire after God is cherished, however feeble, but the Spirit of God goes forth to meet it. Even before the prayer is uttered, or the yearning of the heart made known, grace from Christ goes forth to meet the grace that is working upon the human soul. Arise and go to your Father. He will meet you a great way off. He will bring you into his banqueting house, and his banner over you shall be love. And heaven and earth shall unite in the Father's song of rejoicing, for this my son was dead, and is alive again, he was lost, and is found.